May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 113. Who but the soul that's led to know how just and holy is the law will to the cross of Christ repair and seek salvation only there. 113.
Thank you. Can we read together from the book of Haggai? Haggai in the Old Testament, chapters 1 and 2, the book of Haggai, and then we'll read together from the Zechariah and chapter 4. Reading the two chapters in the book of Haggai and then Zechariah chapter 4. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedek, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house, that is the house of the Lord, lie waste? Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little, and when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labour of the hands. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Josedek, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. In the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius, the king. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear not, or fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or potash or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priests answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the pressed fat for to draw at 50 vessels of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and all the labors of your hands, yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day of the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, is yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate? And the olive tree hath not brought forth, from this day will I bless you. And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai, in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of the kingdom. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. And the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet. For I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. So we turn and read together from the book of Zechariah and chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and walked with me as a man that wakeneth out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these things be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, thou of whom we have read in thy word, thou who art the Lord of the heavens and the earth, thou who art the Lord God of hosts, thou who art almighty, thou who knowest no beginning or end, thou who hast decreed all things, thou who before none can stand, thou who art holy, 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 O Lord, grant that we, gathered here in this place, might be granted access unto Thee, the Father, as we come pleading the precious name, Thy dear name, Lord Jesus. As we are found in Thee, as we have sung of Thy robe of righteousness, O Lord, which is put upon Thy people. O one has expressed it, 'tis Christ instead of me is seen. And O Almighty God, grant us now a right spirit of understanding of how we are found before Thee, if we are Thine. O Lord, and might we fear and tremble in awe and wonder of Thy love to sinners, that such as we are found in Thee, Lord Jesus. Lord, then, do fill this place with Thy felt presence. Lord, come in to our midst. Come according to Thy word. Where two or three are gathered in My name, there I will be in the midst. And Lord, we pray, oh, for Thou art Lord, all present, Thou art all seeing, Thou knowest all things, none of our thoughts are hid from Thee. But we pray, O Lord, that Thy presence might be known in our souls, Thy felt presence, the peace that is known when Thou art near, the melting of our hearts, the casting out of those doubts and fears, when Thou dost speak, it is I, be not afraid. So, Lord, we pray that Thou wilt draw near to each this day that fears Thy name. And Thou knowest, Lord, how each that fear Thy name is found in this place. Maybe those who feel to be afar off, cold, empty, bruised, battered, buffeted by the enemy of soul. Lord, come to such, and might there be a lifting up of the downcast, a lifting up of those arms that hang down, a strengthening of the weak knees. O Lord, O come, we pray, and it may be those that Thou art blessing. O Lord, be with each then, we pray. And it may be in that cry to Thee, O Lord, how long, O hear the cries then of thy people, and might thou, if it be thy holy will, O Lord, bless the means that we attend to in this place, in this house. Lord, hear our prayers, those in public, those that go up unto thee. O might thou hear the cry, attend unto my prayer, O Lord. So we come once more around thy word. Thy word of truth. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt make thy word a living word unto us this day. A living word for a living soul. Lord, thou knowest what each of us have need of. And we pray, Lord, that as we come to thy word and the opening of it, thou wilt grant thy help. Thy guidance, thy leading, that souls might be fed with the bread of heaven, the water of life, even of thee, Lord Jesus, that thou this day might do helpless sinners good. And Lord, we would pray. O Lord, that there might yet be that appointed time for those who sit unconcerned, of that bringing into concern, of that cry in the experience of it. Why am I thus? Why am I thus? O Lord, might souls yet be born again in this place? Might there be that appointed time, not to propose but all by grace. Might thou hear those prayers that go up of parents and others, O Lord, of grandparents. O Lord, for eternity is before us each. What a mercy it would be, O Lord, thou didst cause that right concern, pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? So we lay all these things at thy feet, O Lord, praying that thou wilt be present with us and help us, Lord, in felt weakness, felt helplessness, Lord, whether pulpit, desk or pew, help, Lord, O we pray. Bless the people that gather here, O Lord. O Lord, watch over them, keep them, support them, go before, unite them together in thee. And, O Lord, might we would pray for the children and young people. O Lord, might there be that cry concerning that thou wilt keep them and watch over them. And might there yet be that time when there is that has been sown to bring forth fruit. O Lord, then be with us, we pray. Help us now. Forgive, O Lord, our many, many sins. Wash, pardon our every sin, Lord, thought, word, deed. O Lord, wash, we pray, in thy precious blood, our every sin. And to know it, Lord, to know it. But oh, to confess, Lord, before thee. So we lay all at thy feet, would pray for thy people, where they gather throughout this world, that thou wilt be with them and help those of thy servants and those that labour in thy name where they are. O Lord, that thy kingdom might come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So be with us then, Lord. Those gathered in, Lord, those away, watch over each. Grant help to those who have the responsibility of the house and the desk. Might there be the upholding of their arms. Oh, we pray. So look in mercy, Lord, hear our cries, as we ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 44. Hear, Lord, my soul convicted stands of breaking all thy ten commands, and on me justly might thou pour thy wrath in one eternal shower. Number 44.
Thank you.
the Lord might help me, I would direct your thoughts to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And I'll just read the next verse. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou wilt become a plain, and he shall bring forth a headstone thereof, shouting, crying, Grace, grace unto it. And in particular, these words in verse 6, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And dear child of God, if you and I know anything of the teaching of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, it will be a bringing of us to that place that we read in the first of Corinthians, that no flesh should glory in his presence. That salvation is all of Almighty God. But as we sang together, and perhaps those words may have seemed strange to some, I see my fig leaf righteousness, can near thy broken law redress, yet in thy gospel plan I see this hope of pardon here for me. That salvation is all of the Lord, from beginning to end. And as we read together of that figure of the two trees, of the olive trees feeding the golden candlesticks, and as it were, the sustaining of the oil needed to be burnt in those candlesticks, all of Almighty God, nothing needed of the hand of man. That sustaining, that supporting. But oh, much more, the salvation of sinners through the blood and merits of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. All of him, as the scripture speaks, of a people who were far off, made nigh by the blood of Christ. And as you and I are found in this place this day, how stands the case with you, with me? For the Word of God, this book, the Bible, that each of us have before us, is the inspired Word of Almighty God. This book starts with those words, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Man may say that this world came into being through many ways, but there is only one way, according to the word of truth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We would not digress, but all such false teaching comes from one source, even Satan the devil, the father of lies, that would, if he could, deceive the hearts of all in this world. And as you and I are born into this world with a heart that is enmity, that hates the things of God, the same as all are born into this world. But if we are amongst these that we spoke of that salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, from beginning to end, all of him, it will only be as the Lord has opened our eyes, not by might nor by power of ourselves, but all of the power of Almighty God. Almighty God, in the covenant of that agreement between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that Almighty God, the Father, chose, loved a people from all eternity, and each one freely chosen, no merit in them, as the scripture speaks of this people, elect, chosen from the foundation of the world, known of Almighty God. Unmerited love and mercy. So the hymn writer could write of these people, the vilest sinner out of hell, who's brought to feel their need, is welcome at the throne of grace, the Saviour's name to plead. And this people, as the Bible speaks of a book, the Lamb's Book of Life, the names of each one written in that book. Would not digress, but dear child of God, is it our great concern that our name is in that book? Is it your concern, my concern? Shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at God's right hand? This people, chosen of Almighty God, who is sovereign, the I am that I am, not of him that runneth, nor of him that willeth, but of God that showeth mercy. This people given unto the Eternal Son, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, in the purposes of Almighty God, in bringing each one of them from the spiritual darkness, the wickedness of which we each are born into, to opening those blind eyes that we each have spiritually, to see at that time appointed from all eternity the Lord Jesus Christ as our only hope for eternity. Might the Holy Spirit help us now in considering these things. For we read in Genesis of how the Lord created, that is, created man in the image of God. And how man, you and I, man was created from the dust of the earth, and the Lord breathed into man, and man became a living soul, even Adam. And each one of us in this place, each one upon this world, from the youngest babe in this place to the eldest, each one of us has a never-dying soul. That inner spirit within us. Great mercy. If you and I have that true realization that we have a soul. For how many go on thinking that when this life ends at death, then that is the end. The Word of God declares, we go, perhaps going on a bit too quick, death is appointed unto man once to die, death then judgment. And the day of judgment will be a day of separation, as the scripture speaks of that day. Those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life, come thou blessed of the Lord, enter the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world for you. And there will be a people who will be cast into hellfire and damnation. An eternity of eternal torment and anguish of body and soul. where the worm dieth not. Eternal fire, eternal darkness. And as man was created in the image of God, so there was communion known between God and his creation, man and woman, as Eve was created from the rib of Adam. And the Lord commanded them that they should not eat of a tree in the Garden of Eden, which the Lord had created for them. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And we read how Satan, as that fallen angel, entered the Garden of Eden, tempted Eve, spake unto her. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said unto the servant, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree and the fruit in the midst, God has said, ye shall not eat, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said, and as we said just now, Satan, the father of lies, said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. And took of that fruit. Through unbelief and disobedience, sin entered into this world, and death by sin. And sin is that that is contrary, that is disobedient to the will and command of Almighty God. And as the scripture declares, there is none righteous, none able to stand in their own strength and ability, as it were, before Almighty God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, the communion known, lost. And as man and women and man, the man and the woman walked upon this earth naked, we read they saw that they were naked and sewed fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. And the Lord God walked in that garden, hid themselves. We may sing that hymn, O thou hideous monster sin. But oh, another thing is it not to realize what sin and the entering in of sin into this world has brought upon this world. Again, we would not digress, but in our day, in our own hearts, yes, sin and those manifestations of sin throughout this world and the atrocities that take place, that hatred to man in the hearts of man, that hatred to the things of God. The murder, the revenge, the jealousy, all fruits of sin, and that sin that is in us. And the Lord walked in the garden, where art thou? And Adam said, I heard thy voice, I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself. Who told thee that thou wast naked? Said the Lord, hast thou eaten of the tree? There is nothing hid from the Lord. Dear child of God, how that causes us, causes me to fear and tremble when perhaps we look into our own lives. And how solemn it will be to stand on the day of judgment with nowhere to hide. Nowhere to hide. And so, as you sang those words, I see my fig leaf righteousness can near thy broken law redress. As Adam and Eve tried to hide their nakedness from the Lord, as man in that deceitful heart that is in us, as the scripture describes this heart that is in us, deceitful and desperately wicked above all things, and who can know it? And man may be deceived to think that there is good in us. Oh, do not get me wrong, there are those kindnesses, but oh, there is nothing in us that when we stand before the judgment seat, that we will be able to claim before Almighty God in and of ourselves. It will all be, as we have sung this day, fig leaf righteousness. But we also sang, yea, in the gospel plan I see there's hope of pardon even for me. And in this scene in the Garden of Eden, there was hope. For the Lord God spoke in cursing the serpent, even Satan, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I'll greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. And the cursing of the ground, and even from that day unto now, those thorns, those thistles, the toil, the labour of man. And man may look to try to make life easier through technology or whatever. Do not speak in a judgmental way. But what has all these things brought but toil and disappointment? And the Lord God also spoke those solemn words. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. We may quote these words, but we remember recently, again, would not speak of self, standing, looking down into the grave of one we trust, we loved in the Lord. thinking, and we know not how we will leave this world. But thinking in terms of that means of our death, but looking into that grave, and the thought came that one day I will lie in a grave. How will it be? How will it be? From dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And as we spoke just now, death and judgment, our bodies laid into the grave, our souls separated till that day of the resurrection. Heaven or hell. As we recently, no doubt some of us thought upon that scene at Calvary, the two thieves, both railed against the Lord, but one brought to see their state as we've read of it, their condemned state before Almighty God. We indeed justly, this man hath done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And so the promise given of one who would come at that time appointed of Almighty God. And as the Old Testament speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, would not digress, but as we read this morning of that one, the desire of all nations, that speaking of the Lord, the promise given unto Abraham at time of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we would not digress, but might the Holy Spirit grant us those eyes to read the word of truth, to ponder it. The ordering of all those events, the ordering of the governors, the ordering of events, that the scripture might be fulfilled in that concerning the Lord Jesus Christ is spoken in the Old Testament. And as the scripture mentions that according to the scriptures, at that scene at Calvary, who calls those soldiers cast lots for the garment of Christ, who caused that soldier to pierce his side according to the scriptures. But as the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. And as Isaiah spoke of him, no comeliness that we should desire him. For our hearts, as Paul speaks of them, is it hatred, it enmity to the things of God. Came unto his own received him not, but to as many as received him. Receive that gift of God, even eternal life. We go on. So the Lord Jesus walked upon this earth, fulfilled the commands and demands of Almighty God. And laid down his life according to the scriptures, according to that word, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Many other scriptures we could consider. But that laying down of his life, that he might take it again. In that coming to this earth, in taking into union with his divine nature, our nature, body and soul, as man walked upon this earth and hung upon the cross of Calvary, he who knew no sin could not sin. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised that shame, sat down at the right hand of the Father. And that which he bore, as darkness came upon this earth, as the Lord Jesus bore the wrath that was due upon the sins of his people, that wrath of Almighty God. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Those words that rung from this earth. And those words, it is finished. The price paid. As all have come short of the glory of God. As justice is demanded for transgression, for the breaking of the law, a price to be paid, so the Lord Jesus Christ came and stood in our place, that we might be with him forever. So, yet in the gospel plan I see this hope and pardon for me. For if we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us our sins. The blood of Jesus cleanseth from all sin. And we read also how the veil in the temple was rent, speaking of all that was laid in the law, set out in Exodus, Leviticus, that way made through the Lord Jesus Christ, and the laying of the Lord in the tomb sealed, and on the third day, as he had spoken, rose from the dead. Sin, death, hell conquered. Who for his people, each one whose names are written in the book of life. Each one. And as the Lord spoke to Nicodemus upon this earth, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. And the work of the Holy Spirit in awakening, as we are, as we have said, born blind spiritually, no ability spiritually, no ability to think right upon the things of God. But at a time appointed, the bringing of us, each one of his people, in the plan of salvation, to see what we are, to see what we are, a hell-deserving sinner. Nothing of ourselves, no might, no power, nothing to plead before Almighty God. A deserved hell, deserved wrath, and yet, an opening of our eyes spiritually, an opening of our understanding. A bringing of us as God-given faith is given to cry, to look unto who? Jesus. As we may have said before, we look back in our own lives, and perhaps there are some here, to how we treated that name, how we took it upon our lips in so many wrong ways. And it may have been that sitting in these very seats, despising that name in your heart, perhaps not outwardly, but inwardly. But that time when those eyes were brought to look upon him. And in that work, those things that now we can speak of, perhaps those things that we did not understand, but that work within. How the truth of the scripture is fulfilled in that bringing of the blind by that way that they knew not, that way that leadeth unto life everlasting. Not by might nor by power, not by anything of you or me in us, but by my spirit. By that work of grace from beginning to end. Not, as you sang, I see my fig leaf righteousness can near thy broken law redress, yet in the gospel plan I see the hope of pardon here for me. Nothing of the strength of the creature or of Almighty God. Why? For as we have said, that no flesh should glory in his presence, for eternity, for heaven, will be a singing of all honour and glory unto Almighty God, worthy the Lamb that was slain. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And as Top Lady wrote, not the labour of my hands can fulfil thy law demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone. Thou, Lord Jesus, thou must save, and thou alone. So, as we read in the next verse, who art thou, O great mount, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Yes, speaking as we had thought to speak of that in the building of the house of the Lord. And it may be that great mount of unbelief. Can the Lord love such a sinner as I?
sinners are welcome still, the vilest sinner out of hell that's brought to feel their need. Welcome still at that throne of grace, the Father's name to plead, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. If ye tarry till you're better, ye will never come at all. For the Lord came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost, came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, that great mountain of unbelief. But where that work of the Holy Spirit is in exercise, that opening of the heart, that bringing of the sinner to look unto Jesus. And so Zechariah led to write of that headstone and what was written on it. Grace. Grace unto it. Grace, free, unmerited, sovereign love and mercy. And dear child of God, if you and I are amongst this people, it will be our cry, will it not? Oh, it may be feeble, but it will be that cry, grace, grace unto it, that the Lord should love such a one as you and me. And it may be that great mountain. And yet, dear child of God, as we try to speak of those olive trees feeding the candlesticks, speaking of that power of Almighty God from beginning to end, so the salvation of each one of his people from beginning to end is all of him. Oh, the enemy may come as a flood at times, but none shall pluck them from my hand. He that has begun that good work in you we'll carry it on unto the end. Grace, grace unto it. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £730, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Ridout will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Adrian Pickett will preach on Friday evening, and there will be reading services next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 538. By nature, none of Adam's race can boast of goodness in God's sight. Sin plunged them all in sad disgrace. Now nothing merely human's right. 538.
Dear Lord, pardon what thou hast seen amiss. O Lord, the means attended to, do bless, Lord. Do open the eyes and ears of our understanding. O Lord, be with us, watch over us during the interval, and help us now each one. O Lord, we pray. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.